The question today is, what does God do, or what can God do for a sinner in the narrow way? We started that yesterday, and we want this to be part two of that. We'll recap just a little bit about what we dealt with yesterday so you can understand, in case you've just tuned in. We have these tapes, of course, available. There are CDs available of these broadcasts. They're also archived on our website, thepersuader.org. And so you can look that up and give us other questions. Even if you have questions about something that we've said on these broadcasts, send them to us, because we'd like to answer them in the days to come on the radio broadcast. So what can God do for sinners in the narrow way? First of all, we said we need to understand something about what a sinner is in the narrow way. Who is a sinner? Well, a sinner is one who's reached the knowledge of accountability, and he's not yet saved. That's who he's talking about. He's in the narrow way, seeking the straight gate. We use the word can in the question, and the word can means that God, I know God's able to do all things, but he doesn't do everything for every sinner in the same degree. So therefore, what can he do is the question we're dealing with today on this broadcast. And then we said, what is the narrow way? The narrow way is a restricted area, a confined way, at the end of which is also a straight gate. That's spelled S-T-R-A-I-T, which it means a narrow, restricted place. And you notice he said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Life is at the end of this narrow way, but when he said few there be that find it, few there be that even find the narrow way that leads to the straight gate. So therefore, we realize that when God calls that you're a sinner, you've not been saved, you've reached the knowledge of accountability. Theologically, he calls everyone who's been saved a saint, but he said, you're on the narrow way, seeking the straight gate, or trying to find the Lord Jesus, seeking life, which is the eternal life, which you get when you're saved, not at heaven, but you get it when you're saved. Then what can God do for you while you're in the narrow way? Yesterday, we used the first term that God can awaken you. He will awaken you if you ever get saved. You've got to be awakened. Some people may call it a different term. That's all right. Because you're dead in trespasses and sin. And what can a dead man know? You see, the seed's got to be planted, and God's got to put it down deep as he awakens you. Now, I know God does something for all men. Whether or not they're saved or not, he still does something for all men. In other words, we dealt yesterday of the fact that all men are taught. All men are given light, even lost men. All men are given grace. There's a conscience inside of man, lets him know that Godhead is there. Creation on the outside, and let him know that God is. And God's goodness leads that person to repentance. And the man who knows that God is, Hebrews 11:6 said, will seek the Lord. And therefore, he must be awakened, and God does awaken sinners in the narrow way, or they'll never reach the straight gate. He helps man to get honest with himself. One of the hardest things you've ever tried to do is to get honest with yourself. But he does help the sinner get honest with himself. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 8, verse number 15, when he talked to hear about the parable of the seed, the sower, or the soil, or whichever one you'd want to say, but those on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. And you see, God's Holy Spirit, who is God, helps man get honest in the narrow way about his sin, about himself, about the Savior, and about his need. You see, first of all, you've got to get honest about your condition. Ephesians 2:2 said that in time past, all the saints in Ephesus walked according to the course of this world. And not only did they do that, every one of us did. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. We were controlled because we made wrong choices. We were controlled by the world and the devil before we were saved. And it takes the sanctifying work of the Spirit to loose us. And you've got to get honest about your depraved condition. And honest of the fact you need a deliverer. And God, in the narrow way, will help you to get honest. You can't get honest until you've been awakened. And he's got to awaken you there even before you'll even probably move into the narrow way. But when he awakens you, you move in the narrow way, and he'll help you get honest. And then also, God loves the sinner. A lot of people think God only loves the saints, but Romans chapter 5, verse number 8 says this. He said, while we were yet sinners, in other words, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for for sinners. In other words, but God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so therefore, He brings us to that place to let us see that He loves us. By the way, He even loves you while you're in the broad way. And He won't love you any less when you enter the narrow way. By the way, the broad way doesn't have to be someone who's deep in sin, out in the four out sins, down in the degradation of the gutters, if you please. You just be deceived. You're on the broad way. Jeremiah 17:9 said, "The heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" We don't even know our own heart. And so therefore, He also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, "If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them who are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And so therefore, man's deceived, and man that's blinded is on the broad way. Until he's awakened, he's on the broad way. You can be sitting on the church pew and not be awakened. But yet God loves you. You say, "You sure He loves me?" Sure. Even those in the broad way, He loves you, and He loves you just as much or even more in the narrow way. How do I know that? John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So He loves you, even though you're not yet awakened. What can God do for sinners in the narrow way? He also will teach sinners. He'll teach sinners in the narrow way. Psalm 25:8 proof text about this. "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the narrow way." And as I've already said, sinners is those who are not saved. Theologically, when God uses the word sinner, He means those who've reached the knowledge of accountability but are not yet saved. If one's saved, He calls him a saint. So when He says He'll teach sinners in the way, He's talking about sinners who are not saved, of course, reach the knowledge of accountability, but are in the narrow way, seeking the life, seeking the straight gate where life may be found. And so therefore, it's in the narrow way. Tradition says, in other words, that God doesn't show a lost person anything. That's not right. The Lord, the Word of God, which is God-breathed, God's Word, says that He'll teach them. Now, He won't teach all things of the Word, but He'll teach them what they need to know. He'll teach them, and He'll teach them when they need to know it. He'll be right on time at that time, if you please. And so He does that for sinners in the narrow way. I'll tell you something else He does for sinners in the narrow way. He works all things together for ultimate good. Romans 8:28 tells us this. He said in Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." And that's true of saints, I know that. But it's still true in the narrow way for those He foreknew. And by the way, this is applied to His sheep. He foreknew even while on the broad way. God works all things together for good, for ultimate good in your life. And, of course, it's all for His glory. It may not be good what you have to go through, but God works it together for good. I'll tell you something else He does for sinners in the narrow way. He gives them understanding of some things, understanding of enough. Well, I know some will quote Romans chapter 3, verse number 11, and say, "There's none that understandeth, there's none that seeketh after God." Well, I understand that people want to jump on the bandwagon and use that for every person. But listen, that's referring to those who are not awakened, those who are natural. And you see, but the outcome of the teaching is that there is understanding. In fact, before they ever come to God, they've got to have some understanding. John chapter 6, verse number 45, He said, "It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." That word "learn" means to understand. Now, every man's taught of God, but every man that heard, but not enough just to hear, got to be taught. And learn and have some understanding about the Father. And when you do, you'll seek the Lord. In Acts chapter 23, verse number 27, this same word here is translated "understood," the same Greek word. It said, "This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed of them. But then came I with an army and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman." Understood is from the Greek word that's translated in other words, where it talks about learned in John 6:45. In fact, the good ground is necessary for it to be saved. Now, the good ground's the only one saved in that parable in Matthew 13, and of course it's listed in the other synoptic gospels. But in Matthew 13, 23, it says this about the good ground, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So he said he understandeth it. Now all the other grounds didn't have the understanding, but the good ground had some understanding, and that's necessary to be saved. Now how much do you have to understand? Enough to be saved. I'm not talking about knowing all the terms that maybe we preach about and knowing all the, but you do know the principles, and if you've been saved by the grace of God, you'll have the Holy Spirit living inside you. You do have the Holy Spirit living inside you, and whenever I mention these terms, you may not even know what to call it, but something inside you will turn backflips and say, hey, that's what happened to you. That's what happened to you, and it just nails you down even further. Now, if you've got that little nagging doubt inside, it's because there's no Spirit of God agreeing, bearing witness with your spirit, and you better realize that what some of the things you've been claiming that to happen in your life after you're saved is really what God's doing for you on the narrow way that leads to the straight gate, and you've not yet been through the straight gate. You've not yet had light. You may have found the narrow way, and thank God for that. You ought to rejoice in that, but you've not had light. Something else you need to understand the Lord does for sinners in the narrow way. In other words, He changes man from natural, that's fleshly, to being not natural or unnatural. 1 Corinthians 2:14, He says this, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The things of the Spirit of God are only discerned by the Spirit of God. That's all the way you can understand them, and God's got to give them to you. And therefore, we have many today in this world who talk about the things of God, and they seem to understand the things of God. Now, you can understand about God, but you can't understand about the Spirit of God unless the Holy Spirit brings you to that place, and the natural man doesn't understand. So the man who's taught in the narrow way has come to a place that he's learned, he's understood, and he's changed from a natural fleshly man to being unnatural or not natural anymore, and he's given discernment by the Holy Spirit. Now, he's not yet supernatural, he's not yet saved, but he's come to that place. And so I beg you that you'll let know that there's so many in our churches today who are propping on these things that's happened to them because they say, God doesn't show a lost man anyway. But we're showing you and answering the question, what does God do for a sinner in the narrow way? And the person in the narrow way that we're referring to in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 has not yet been through the straight gate. He's not yet had life. And yet all these things comes in the narrow way. Why? It's God's goodness to lead you to repentance that you might find the straight gate and be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.